Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Tuesday, August 6th. Let's jump right in, shall
we? All right, let's do it.
All right, millennials aren't buying homes. We knew this, right?
Yeah.
There's a reason for it. Or at least now developers are at least trying to change their tactics into getting a little more money out of the pockets. But basically, millennials just say that they want to go out and enjoy life, not work hard for their house.
Right.
Kind of other generations, you know, the whole idea is for you to save money,
right.
Buy a house,
get some equity. But there's lawn maintenance. If the water heater goes out, you have to pay for it. I guess they don't want those responsibilities.
There's a lot of it. And here's how the developers are moving about, at least according to the study, is that they're creating communities made up of single-family rental homes. So you can't buy any of the homes. You just rent them.
It's like unattached apartments.
At the end of the day, that's actually what I'm looking for, because I know we talked about it. Like, I don't have, if something were to break right now and I'd need to spend $1,000 to fix it, I wouldn't have that kind of savings right now. And I mean, I'm not proud of that, but at the same time, that's where I'm at personally right now. So until I get to a point where I can afford it, I don't want to own something like that. I want to just pay rent and then take care of the other things I need to do, like paying off other bills.
Yeah, well, and I really do think it's because, at least my own two cents on it, is that the recession really scared people into buying homes.
That's true.
There were so many foreclosures, and there's still a lot of people that are upside down in a house.
That was 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think that, to me, that's why I think people are a little bit more gun-shy about pulling the trigger on getting a house there. So this was the biggest scam I've ever heard of one. Because you talk about saving up money and you can't buy a house, because a lot of times people that are college graduates have a lot of debt in the form of student loans. Well, apparently even the wealthy people, the one percenters, I guess, can't even afford college. So they're up to a scam which, in essence, is really quite legal and is originated from a college consulting company called Destination College that advertises strategies to lower tuition expense. Basically, parents are putting their kids up for adoption. And what happens is once they go up for adoption, the parents' income is no longer tied to the student, the tuition or the student loan qualifications.
And so, that's it. It's because there's grants and loans, and to qualify for the grants, which is the free money, usually it's like a median household income of like $40,000.
Right.
So if your parents make more, then it might be different now. That was about 7 or 8 years ago, but if your parents make more than that, then you don't qualify for a grant.
Yeah,
but supposedly they say it allows the parents to transfer guardianship to family members or a friend, and you cite some issue at home where they can't take care of the child anymore.
Yeah, and see, that's where I think is going to bite you in the butt.
Let me see your tax returns.
Well, yeah, and so the idea is that, well, then the child is then considered independent and therefore can qualify for grants and free money and stuff like that. But they said schools are getting kind of wise to this particular tactic. At least the story that comes from Illinois, they said there were at least 40 cases of this over last year at the University of Illinois. And now the university is going back to these students saying, no, we're on to you.
Yeah, we know. You've got the cash.
Where's the money? Where's the money, Larry? So there you go.
Is this your homework?
Is this your homework, Larry? Sweeten up your fruits with a splash of vinegar.
I love it.
Honestly, I looked at that, I'm like, you're kidding me. This is clickbait, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
But they say, and you really think about it, you hit the nail on the head, Storm, sweet and salt go together hand in hand.
Take a piece of chocolate, put a little salt on it, and eat it. It changes the whole flavor.
So that's what you got to think about with vinegar. It adds a little bit of acidity to the sweetness of the fruit, which actually amplifies the sweetness and actually gives you a little bit of contrast with it.
That's the contrast. You have sweet taste buds and sour taste buds.
For example, the feta and watermelon salad. Sounds odd, but apparently people love it.
It's pretty darn good because that's feta is very salty, and the watermelon is, well, it's watermelon.
And then you have the acidity of the balsamic vinegar, and apparently works really well. So they do say here, a splash of vinegar, which would be about 1 teaspoon per cup of fruit, adds that contrasting flavor that you might want. Try balsamic on sort of berries and watermelons, champagne vinegar on stone fruits, and if you have apple cider hanging around, try it on all the fruits that you have, just kind of half the teaspoon.
Yeah.
just because it might be a little strong.
It is very strong.
And as an added bonus, if you let it kind of marinate and get to know the vinegar and your fruits a little bit more, it makes kind of a nice little glaze that you can stick on a cake, swirl it into ice cream, or even put it into a cocktail.
You can put it on fish, really, too. If you're grilling a piece of fish, put a nice fruit glaze on it.
I'm a little hungry. I learned that the hard way. I thought for the longest time grilled pineapple was disgusting.
Oh,
and then
man.
I tried it.
Oh,
yeah.
And I'm like, wow, it tastes completely different than regular raw fruit.
Caramelization.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to go on this one. This was a really good report that we found today. Talks about you reducing your risk of dementia. They say about 10 million new cases of dementia is diagnosed annually. And this study actually said that you can cut your risk of dementia by 32%, even if you have a family history
That's
of it.
Right.
And here's what it is. Consume less salt, consume less sugar, exercise more often, quit smoking or don't smoke at all. And then the shocker to me was ditch the artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
Yeah, mainly the sodas. Artificially sweetened sodas.
Yeah, and well, I mean, there's a whole gamut of things that have artificial stuff in it, and that's kind of where they say that people that have, and this is looking at over 190,000 adults over the age of 60, and kind of comparing them to, and even with people that have this in their family history, you can actually reduce the risk of dementia.
Yeah, but just one artificially sweetened beverage a day increases your risk three times of developing some sort of stroke or dementia.
Yeah, I need to rethink that. I mean, every morning I have two Splenda. Or cheese sweet love every single day.
But it's tough to get rid of. They actually said there's a Katie Couric special on Netflix. I think it talks about sugar.
Right.
But they actually say the most addictive substance on the planet.
I agree.
Is sugar.
I know that after dinner, if I have just a little square of chocolate, I want more.
Yeah.
And I have to fight that.
And you really think about that. You like if you're like a history buff, you think of how the world was conquered. It wasn't conquered for tea. It wasn't conquered for gold. It's conquered for sugar.
Because you can make rum out of it.
Well, you can make a lot of stuff out of it. Yeah. Let's talk about rum and bourbon, perhaps. The 10th season of Walking Dead is coming up October 6th. And to celebrate that, the people that make Johnny Walker are making a Walking Dead Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
They should call it Johnny Walking.
Johnny Walking Dead.
I mean, they really should. And then put like a baseball bat with barbed wire around it in his hand.
That's true.
Is there a guy on the label? I don't know.
Well, and he should lumber when you turn the bottle. You know what I mean? Kind of lumber around. But yeah, they
what
say...
What is that, a toe in my bottle?
They say it's a Spirit of the Apocalypse series, although there's no other potential spirits in this particular series. But oh well, they say, as a taste like none other, with a light camera nose, taste of fruit and smooth and spicy finish, like a bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon tastes like cologne. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually ran into somebody who was from Kentucky and wanted me to have a sip of a bourbon. I'm like, I'm not a bourbon guy. And he's very insulted. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been to a real fancy bourbon tasting thing earlier this year. And I mean, some bottles are $3,000 to $6,000 for bourbon.
Well, this one is a little bit more our price range here.
Tasted like cologne.
Tasted like cologne?
Yeah.
This one's only $37. You can pre-order it just in time for the October 6th. We have links up on our website. And then finally, would you be willing to spend one weekend offline for $1,000?
If I can change that into bourbon, if I can buy bourbon with it. Yeah.
I would just sit there and count the $1,000. That'll entertain me.
No, I'm going to buy a new phone with it.
Yeah, that's smart. Satelliteinternet.com hosting a contest called Digital Detox Challenge. They're going to give somebody $1,000 to spend a weekend at Joshua Tree National Park in Southern California.
Right.
If they give up using any tech devices for two of the 3 days, but just like, you know, coming out of Alcoholics Anonymous with a can of beer, when you, on your third day, you need to actually go online and social media stay about your event.
Of course. So you made
That's
it 2 days
weird.
Without
Stay off your phone, but get on your phone.
For 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But if $1,000 for 2 days work, not too bad. You have until August 26th to go to the website.
What do you do at Joshua Tree after you've seen the tree?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
I talk to it, meditate by it. I don't know.
It's the Yucca brevifolia.
Well, don't they have like peyote out there?
That might
be entertaining.
You could stare at the sun for a couple of days. Yeah. It's a great idea.
So there's our show for today, Tuesday, August 6th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, yeah.
Bye. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.